Yeah, I'd ask them if they would, it had some kind of class in it, maybe we could all bring our laptops and hook on, and I know there's a certain number we have to have, to be able to start logging on and programming things and what have you, so we'll see what that's all about. And then, like I said, it's quite a learning curve. I signed up on QRZ, and so I got that happening now, and I got squared away with ARRL. I had joined ARRL when I first got started getting to study it, and I got the technician book and the antenna book and whatnot. And then I got my ticket and got my call sign, and I had to call them back and have them adjust all that. And so, and then got on the Windlink all the same day. This was last Thursday. And I go to bed about 8 o'clock. We get up pretty early. And it was 9:30 before I signed it off the radio. I was on with a John that hung out at on Thursday night, KEAWO, to get me hooked up on the Windlink. You know, he walked me through it a little bit. So it's been quite a learning curve, but I'm enjoying it. And I guess that's the important part.
Well, that's the, again, you well know, that's a great thing about the hobby and how it has expanded out through the years. I've been licensed for about since 92, so yeah, it's definitely expanded out quite a bit. You know, with QRZ, if this is your first license, there's a spot on it that you might be able to get a discount for a radio or for 30% off or something like that. But you'd have to go on, sign in and go on that site. Maybe that would, be of some help to you too in that way. Just something you'll have to decide whether, to save your save the money for the coax or get into DMR, I guess.